Britain.
White British voters. Majority report. The most important ethnic group in the election is one nobody talks about.
You'd get a strange impression of Britain if you only watched the general election campaign. For one thing, the country would appear to consist mainly of towns and suburbs. Party leaders trundle through pretty cathedral cities like Chichester and Winchester, commuter towns such as Bury and Harpenden, and seaside spots like Brighton, Lancing and St Ives. Few people, or at least few people worth visiting, seem to live in big cities. Britain would also appear to be an overwhelmingly white country. The most recent censuses of England, Wales and Scotland, taken in 2021 and 2022, show that in 140 constituencies out of 632, white Britons account for less than two-thirds of the population. Ethnic categories are different in Northern Ireland. Tallies by Sky News and PA Media show that the Conservative, Labour and Liberal Democrat leaders managed to visit just four of them in the first 2 weeks of the campaign. If they'd picked constituencies at random, they would have hit twice as many. No respectable political party would make an overt appeal to white Britons, a tactic that's associated with the far right. And white Britons may not realise they're receiving special attention. It's their privilege as by far the largest ethnic group, amounting to three-quarters of the population, not to have to think of themselves as such. But they tick an ethnicity box on the census form like everybody else. Though very diverse, they have some distinctive characteristics, and they're crucial to the outcome of the general election, even more so than their vast numbers would suggest. For white Britons are not just numerous, they are also likely to vote. The Electoral Commission estimates that 87% of white people who are entitled to vote are registered, compared with 80% of Asian and 72% of black people. White Britons are older than average. Their median age in England and Wales is 45, 5 years older than the population as a whole. And they're likely to own their own homes. Those two things tend to promote voting. The ethnic majority group seems to be unusually footloose too. Scotland, which is less ethnically diverse than England and Wales combined, swung firmly from Labour and the Lib Dems to the Scottish National Party a decade ago. It seems likely to swing back to Labour next month. In 2019, the Tory assault on Labour's red wall in northern England and Wales succeeded in many seats with large white populations, including the country's most ethnically homogenous seat, Workington in Cumbria, where 97% of people were white Britons at the time of the 2021 census. As a group, ethnic minority Britons tend to vote for Labour. Ipsos, a research firm, grosses up its polls into roughly six-month blocks to assemble large enough samples of ethnic minority voters. These show that the proportion intending to vote Labour has never dipped below half since Ipsos started keeping track in 1996. The past few years have been a picture of stability. By contrast, white voters flocked to the Conservative Party in 2019 and 2020, then fled. By analysing survey data, Nicole Martin, a political scientist at the University of Manchester, has discovered that young white Britons are less firm in their political allegiances than young ethnic minority Britons. That could be because they often receive mixed messages from family, friends and neighbours. They may have Labour-voting parents, but live in a Conservative area, or the reverse. Young ethnic minority people, by contrast, tend to have Labour-voting parents and live in Labour-voting places, so the messages are consistent. White voters and ethnic minority voters have similar but not identical priorities. Although the NHS and the economy rank first and second for both groups, more white voters see the NHS as important, possibly because of their ages. They rank immigration and defence higher than other voters do, and unemployment lower. The first two of those issues are getting plenty of attention from party leaders. And Rishi Sunak's pledge to shut unrewarding university courses and boost apprenticeships may especially appeal to white voters. White teenagers are more likely to start apprenticeships than members of any ethnic minority group. They are less likely than any other group to go to university. The parties would be wise to look beyond white British voters, though. their huge political heft is diminishing as the country grows more diverse. And ethnic minority voters are probably not as solidly behind Labour as they seem. Some groups, notably Indians, seem to be leaning towards the Tories as they become more affluent. Britain's Hong Kongers are not likely to forget that a Tory government created a special visa category for them. And Kieran Pedley of Ipsos thinks that a subplot of the election could be Labour underperformance in constituencies with many Asian Muslim voters. The biggest target isn't necessarily the right one to aim at.